Hi everyone, this is Omkar from Edureka and today I'll be speaking about SQL injection attacks. In the previous video, I spoke about different phases of ethical hacking, where I told you the steps one should follow in order to hack a target successfully and efficiently. I also spoke about some of the most popular tools used for hacking, and at the end of the session, I spoke about some of the greatest hacks that have happened till time. Now that you know the basics, now that you know how you should hack a target, what are the steps you have to follow, it's time that you start understanding different methods and different techniques that you can use to hack the target. So I'm going to start with one of the most popular, one of the most used, and one of the most simple hacking technique, that is SQL injection. So this video is all about SQL injection attacks. Firstly, I'll be telling you what SQL injection is. Then I'll be telling you how SQL injection attack works. I'll be explaining the concept behind it, the logic behind it. Then I will show you how you can use SQL injection attack to hack a web application. And finally, I'll be telling you how you can prevent SQL injection attacks. So first, let us understand what SQL injection is. SQL injection is one of the most used and one of the most common web-based attacks. So for SQL injection to work, you need a web application that uses a database. Let me tell you with an example what SQL injection is. Consider an example where there's a web application that's using a database. This web application might be taking input from the user and storing the information onto the database, or it might be fetching data from the database and displaying out to the user. In either case, what happens is there's a SQL query or a database query that's generated on the web application, which is sent to the database, and this query is executed on the database and relevant information is returned back to the web application. Now, this is how the normal scenario is. So what happens when you use SQL injection is you manipulate this database query in order to make it do something that it is ideally not supposed to do. So you change the SQL query, you manipulate it, you inject some malicious string in the SQL query and then make it do something that it is not ideally supposed to do. So what happens is you manipulate the query and then this malicious query is sent to the database, it's executed there and the relevant results are returned. Now this is SQL injection. So SQL injection is a code injection technique which is used to execute malicious SQL statements on the database. So basically SQL injection attack is something that you use to take over database servers. Now that you've got a high level understanding of what SQL injection is, let's understand how SQL injection works. Moving on to understanding how SQL injection works, let's take an example of a web application that takes username and password for login. Now on a day-to-day basis, you use a lot of web application where the first thing you have to do is log in into the web application. You can consider the example of your Gmail account, your email ID, your Facebook account, your Twitter, Instagram, and even your internet banking services. So the first thing you have to do in order to use the features or the functions of this web application is to log in into the web application. So what you usually do is you enter the username, then you enter the password. Now, because SQL injection works only on a web application that's using the database, and suppose the details of all the username and their password is stored in a database, what actually happens is there's a database, and in this database, there's a table that is storing all the usernames and their respective passwords. So when you hit the login button after entering the username and the password, that input information is sent to the database, and it is cross-checked with the table. So if there is any user with that username and the password to that username is right, then there's a successful match and there's a successful login. And if there is no user with that particular username, or if there is a user with that particular username but the password to that username is wrong, then the login is unsuccessful. So this is how the usual case is. Now what we are actually interested in is not the flow of how this works, but the SQL query that's generated in order to do this job. So for this example, the simple query that would be generated would look something like this. So there is select star, where star means fetch any number of rows that matches some condition from users, where users is the name of the database table. Then there's a condition to check the username equal to abc at xyz.com and the password should be 123456. So when this SQL query is generated, if there is a user with the username abc at xyz.com and the password to that username is 123456, then that particular row is returned. And if there is no user with this particular username and password, then there is no rows or there is no values returned. So basically, if this SQL query returns some value or returns a true value, then the login is successful. And if this SQL query returns a false value, then the login is unsuccessful. So this is how it actually works. Now, like I told you, we are not interested in the flow of how this works. We are only interested in the SQL query that's generated. Let me just highlight the SQL query for you. So this is the same SQL query that I showed in the previous slide. Now, what I've done is I've highlighted some part of the SQL query. Now, why have I done that? I've highlighted the part that is the input to this SQL query. Now, when you're using a web application, the SQL query is pre-generated by the web application, and the only control the user has is over the input. So the part I've highlighted is the user input, and that's the only part in the whole SQL query that the user has control over. So whatever changes we have to make or whatever we have to do in order to execute a SQL injection attack should be done by giving the right inputs. Now, like I told you that if this SQL query returns true, then the login is successful. And if this SQL query returns false, then the login is unsuccessful. So SQL injection attack is a web-based attack where we manipulate this SQL query in order to always return true, even if we don't know the username or if we don't know the password. Now the question is, how can we do that? To do that, we'll be using something called an OR logic gate. So for that, I'll be explaining you first what an OR logic is. So OR logic is a function that takes certain inputs and gives an output. Now let's take an example where A and B is the input and out is the output. Now suppose there's an OR function running on the inputs A and B. If both the inputs are false, then the output is false. If one of the input is true, then the output is true. And if both the inputs are true, then the output is true. Now what you have to observe here is when one of the input is true, then irrespective of what the other input is, the output is always true. So whenever there's one input true, the output is always true. And we'll be using this feature of the OR function in the SQL injection attack. So there is this SQL query and the objective is to make this SQL query return true. So I'm going to manipulate this SQL query to something like this. And like I told you that the user doesn't have control over the SQL query that's generated, and the only control the user has is over the input that is given. So I'll be giving this as the input. The input will be inverted comma space OR 1 equal to 1 hyphen hyphen space. Now this part of this query is the part which always returns true. Now let me just highlight that particular part for you and explain how this malicious string actually works. Now the input is inverted comma space OR space 1 equal to 1. Now the first inverted comma is used to close the string parameter. Whenever you give something as an input in the input box of the web application, then it is considered as a string in most of the cases, especially for username and the password. So the first inverted comma is used to close this parameter, the string parameter. Then there is the OR function, and after that there is a statement that is 1 equal to 1. Now if you see this, there are two inputs. There's the OR function and there's one input to the left hand side and there's one input to the right hand side. What we are interested in is the statement that is to the right hand side of the OR function, that is 1 equal to 1. Now this is a statement that will always return true because 1 is always equal to 1. And like we've already understood that if one of the input to the OR function is true, then irrespective of what the other input is, the result will always be true. So in this case, because 1 is always equal to 1 and that is true, then this function, the OR function, will always return true. And hence, the SQL query will always return true. Now, what is the use of the extra double hyphen that I've used? So the double hyphen I've used is to comment out the rest of the SQL query. And that's why I've faded out the and password part. So when I use double hyphen, it doesn't matter what the next part of the SQL query is. And like we've understood that this OR function returns true, then the SQL query returns true, meaning that the login is successful. So this is how SQL injection works. Now let's see how you can use SQL injection to attack a web application. In the previous slide, I showed you one malicious string that can be used for SQL injection. But there is no one universal string that can be used for SQL injection. Now, what kind of SQL injection you use or how you use the SQL injection depends on how the web application is built. Just so you can understand in a better way how SQL injection can be used differently, I have taken two examples in this session where in each case the data is being passed in different ways. So first I'll explain to you what are these different methods that the data is being passed. So the first way that the data is being passed is by using the get method. So when a web application is using the get method to pass data, maybe from one web page to another or from a web page to the database, the data that is being sent is sent through the URL of the request. So the data that is being sent is visible in the URL. Let's take an example where there's a login page and there's a username and a password field. You enter the username maybe as admin and the password is also the admin. And when you hit the login button, suppose the web application is using the get method, then the URL request will look something like this. In this case, there's the name of the web page and there is also the information that is being passed, that is the username and the password. So when you use the get method, the data that is being passed is visible in the URL. Now let's see an example where there's a web application that is using the get method, and let's see how you can use SQL injection to hack that web application. I've built this web application that uses get method to pass the data, and this is how the web application looks. Before telling you how it works, let's just have a look at the database. So to show you the contents of the database, let me first log in into the database. Now I'm using the database named test, so let me just select it first. So first let's see what are the contents of this database table. So the name of the database table is login details. So let me just print out all the rows and columns that are in this table. So there are two columns in this table. One is the username and one is the password, and there are three entries, the username and password for the respective username. Now let's see how this web application works. So first I'll show you the code I've used to build this web application. So this is the code that handles the login activity. So first it takes the data from the web application, the HTML page, then it connects to the database, then it uses the SQL query and it selects the user which has that particular username and that password. And if there's a user with that particular username and password, then it prints a success message. And if there is no user with that username and password, then it prints a failure message. Now let's see how this web application works. So I'll just give some valid inputs first. There is admin with the password admin. Let me just hit the login button. Well, this was a success. Let me try another input where the username is @Eureka and the password is 123456. Let me try logging in and it was also a success. Now what if I give some wrong input? So I'll give Tony as a username and some random thing as a password. Let me try logging in and it's a failure because that user name does not exist in the database and obviously the password also. Now what you have to observe is because this web application is using the get method to pass data, you can see the data in the URL of the string, especially this part where the username is Tony and the password is this random string. Well, now you can see that the data is being passed using the get method and the data is visible in the URL of the request. Now what we'll do to use SQL injection attack on this is we'll use that malicious string I showed you during the slides to bypass this login. So what I'm gonna do is erase the username and use the malicious string. So the string is inverted comma space or 1=1--space. So what should happen when I hit enter is this SQL query should return true and the login should be successful and we should see a success message on the screen. So let me just hit the enter button. Well, the login was successful and we can see that the SQL injection attack worked. This is how you can use SQL injection while you're trying to hack the web application that uses get method to pass data. Well, there's another method that can be used to pass data and it is called the post method. Now let's see what this post method is. When a web application is using the post method to pass data, maybe from one web page to another or from a web page to the database, then the data that is being sent is not visible in the URL string. Now let me show you how you can use SQL injection attack on a web application that is using the post method. This is the web application that uses post method to pass data from the web page to the database. I've kept the interface same because it doesn't matter how the web application looks. So what matters is how it works. So let me give some valid input at first. The first username was admin and the password was admin. Let me just hit the login button and you see the login was successful. Let me use another entry. The username is edureka and the password is 123456. And let me hit the login button and the login was successful. Now let me try some wrong input, some invalid input, some random characters and some random password. Let me hit the login button and the login was a failure. So you can see that the web application works in the exact same way, apart from one thing, that when I hit the login button, the username and the password is not seen in the URL. You can only see the name of the web page and not the data that is being sent. Now in the previous case, you could see the username and the password in the URL and you use the malicious string to hack the web application. Now that there is no username and password in the URL, how would you hack this web application? Like I told you while explaining how SQL injection works, the only control the user has over the web application is in the input that he gives. So whatever malicious string that we are going to enter will be through the input that we give to the web application. Now let's use the malicious string in the username and the password field and see whether it is vulnerable to SQL injection. Well, the malicious string was inverted comma or 1 equal to 1 hyphen hyphen space. And let me just give some random password. And let me hit the login button. Well, this was a success. And you can see I didn't give the right username and I didn't give the right password. But still, I used the malicious string and used SQL injection attack on this web application. Well, this is how you can hack a web application that is using post method to transfer data. Now the next part of this session is how to prevent SQL injection. Well, when you are an ethical hacker and you have to test a web application for vulnerabilities, and suppose you found that that web application is vulnerable to SQL injection attacks. Now you have to tell the organization on how they can make their security better. And that's why it's important to know that how you can prevent SQL injection attacks. There are different ways of preventing SQL injection attacks, and it all depends on how the web application is built. Just so you know, I'll be explaining one such way that you can use to prevent SQL injection attack. Now, there's another web application that I've built that prevents SQL injection attacks. So let me just show you how it works. I'll show you the code and I'll show you what changes I've made and then explain how this prevents SQL injection attacks. So the first part of the code is same. It takes username and password from the HTML page from the input and then it connects to the database and then it runs some SQL query to check if the username and the password is valid. And finally, it returns a success if it's true and it returns a failure message if the login is unsuccessful. Now the changes I've made is in this part of the code. What I've done is I'm using some method, some function called prepare and bind parameter. And what this actually does is it binds the whole input that the user gives as a string. Like I told you previously that the inverted comma was used to close the string parameter. When you use the bind parameter function, that whole malicious string is considered as a string. Now just so you can understand it better, I've just visualized this logic so you can understand better. So I'll get back to the slide and explain how this works. So what we actually did was there was a username and the password field and we entered the malicious string in the username or the password and we could log in successfully. Now when you use the methods that I used in the code, what actually happens is this whole string, the whole malicious string is considered as a string. And the inverted comma used is also considered as a string. Now, when you use the bind parameter function, what happens is the whole malicious string is considered as a string. And the or 1 equal to 1 hyphen hyphen is not considered as a logic in the code. So when you use the bind parameter and even if you give this malicious string as the input, it is sent to the database as the string. It is compared, it is cross-checked with the username and the password in the database table. And because there is no match, the login will be unsuccessful. This is one way how you can prevent SQL injection. There are many other ways that you can use. You can use form validations. You can limit the characters that can be used as password. And there are many other ways and it all depends on how the web application is built. Well, that's it for this session. If you like this video, like and share. Stay tuned for more videos on ethical hacking, where I'll be explaining you different methods and techniques to hack the target. Until next time, bye-bye.
I hope you have enjoyed listening to this video. Please be kind enough to like it, and you can comment any of your doubts and queries, and we will reply them at the earliest. Do look out for more videos in our playlist and subscribe to EduRekha channel to learn more. Happy learning!